All right, I think we're good. All right, small group, so good evening. And this
Good
is
evening.
the May 6th meeting of the WPFW Finance Committee. Kamal Harris, the chair of the committee, treasurer for the LSB. And I see who's here. So typically, our roll call would consist of the following members. Julie Hewitt was not here. Lou Wolf, don't see Lou. Sabu Hakim, go ahead and answer up, Sabu, if you
Oh,
could.
here.
All righty.
Yeah.
Tony Lee, thank you, sir. Tony Leon, Eileen Rawson, and then Kathleen Malloy. So those are our members. We'll probably have to do a membership drive for this committee, but we'll work on that. And we do have the interim general manager as well. Mukey Williams is here.
Present.
All right, beautiful. So the agenda for tonight was going to be to convene the meeting, did our roll call. We'll approve the agenda. We'll hear an update from the interim general manager, update on the FY24 budget. So that's the year we're currently in. Have some details there. We'll go through the first quarter financial statements, which is October, November, December. We'll talk about some communications with the Pacifica National Office. We'll have questions and then we'll adjourn. Any additions? I know, Sabu, you said that you had something you might want to add to that.
Yeah, I was just curious about financial situation with advertising PSAs for Bethesda Blues. I see they're backed, and we're advertising for them, and I was just curious as to how does that benefit us? So
Okay.
financially, are we it's just a couple ticket thing, here's some tickets, or are we actually getting a Because in the past, we had did a lot of stuff for them, and it ended up getting shortchanged. So, yeah.
Kamal, is it okay if I try to address that?
You want to answer that? Yeah, sure. Go ahead.
Well, the best to my knowledge is that I'm not sure what the history was, Sabu, but I know that recently that they provided checks to the station for the amount of PSA we play. I don't know what the amount
Okay.
is, but I
Okay.
know there've been checks that have been issued by Bethesda Blues and Jazz for
Well,
WPF.
that's good. That's good, sir. That's good. Yeah, that's all I wanted to know.
Okay, good. That's all I have.
All right.
All right. All right. Well, just go ahead and keep going, Muki, because on the agenda is the update. Anything you want to update the finance committee on tonight?
Not really at this juncture, Kamal. Still looking and still trying to formulate some conclusions. Haven't gotten to anything yet, but we'll inform the committee as soon as we do.
Okay. So the next data is, sorry, trying to pull up the budget here. The budget, yep, update on FY24 budget. So we submitted, I know this committee, last meeting last month, we moved the budget to the LSB. The LSB then moved the budget to the National Finance Committee. The National Finance Committee moved that budget to the Pacifica National Board, and I just want to read the motion that came out of the NFC, just so you have an understanding of what was moved. Let's see. Sure, I have it here. I should have pulled this up when I had an opportunity. Oh, here we go. All right. Well, I apologize. I thought I had the motion. I'll try to paraphrase it, which I really don't want to, but it essentially sent our budget up to the Pacifica National Board, saying that we reviewed it and that essentially they're just handing it off to the Pacifica National Board. Some things that have since kind of transpired from the Pacifica National Board's review is a concern that the budget was a quote-unquote deficit budget, meaning that at the end of this year, we're probably going to have, or we're budgeting a loss of about $42,000. That has triggered some additional conversation up at the Pacifica National Board with concerns to what happens to the management of the finances here locally. I have a call in to Darlene Pagano, who is the chair of the National Finance Committee. And she and I think are going to connect tomorrow. I couldn't connect with her over the weekend to get some more details about what is going to come down the pipe. So we may actually have some updates at the LSB meeting Wednesday on where we stand with the budget and how that's going to impact the management of the finances here locally. So more to come on the budget. One of the things that I think we might be able to do, depending on where the conversation goes with Darlene, is a chance to potentially revise the budget so that we don't come in the negative, that we get to zero and or, have some sort of positive bottom line. I think that's a concern around the network, and it's just triggering some folks to make some decisions, and we want to stay out of the red anyway, but apparently the budget has folks concerned. So more to come with that. Any questions there, or just kind of more to come? All right. After that, we had the quarter one financial statements. So I don't know if these are officially out yet. It's October through December. I know the National Finance Committee and then the PNB has been dealing with a bunch of other things going on up at BAI. I'm sure folks may have heard rumors or whatever. But right now, I'll just go through some of the details. Can both of you see if I share my screen? Be able to see the screen?
Yeah, sure.
I want to share. Okay. All right, let me share. All right. What we have here is October, November, and December. So this is the 3 months ending December 31st, 2023. So it's a little old, a little dated in terms of financial information, but you get a chance to see kind of where we were compared to last year. So this column that I'm highlighting is the same period, October, November, December of 2022. And then this column is October, November, December, 2023. And then this is the difference between the two. All right. So you can see already in terms of the revenue and the listener support, we're down about $92,000 over the first 3 months. Overall, in terms of revenue, when you talk about the major donors and some of the other revenue that's come in, we're actually down $99,380. All right. So we made $379,000 last year. And for this fiscal year, only $379. Kind of going down here to some of the expenses. We had salary expenses and all the other things that kind of relate to salaries, payroll expenses, health benefits. We're actually spending $172,000 in the first 3 months versus $165,000 in the same 3 months last year. So we're spending about $6,700 more than we did in the previous year. All right. Moving down to administrative costs, and you can see here things like telephone, postage, office rent, so on and so forth. In total, we're spending $113,964. Last year, $127,953. All right, some of the savings, because we're spending almost $14,000 less in administrative costs. So some of the savings there are consultants. We're saving $6,000 versus the prior year. And then utilities in the office, we only spent $10,000 here versus $17,000 in the prior year. So those two together pretty much are the bigger savings. There's some savings in office expense and supplies. All right, we went up a little bit on our telephone, and we went up some on the office rent, which is to be expected year over year. There's typically rent increases. All right, those are the two numbers there. Coming down to programming expenses, we're spending $42,000 this year versus $48,000 last year. Again, saving some money on this category, $6,206. Mostly the saving is in tower rent. Last year we spent something called the NFCB convention, which we're not doing this year. So we are saving almost $4,000 on that. So those are the savings there. The utilities at the tower are costing a little bit more. Those are costing us almost $3,000 more than last year. All right, so we're saving money so far there. The other category is development. And in development, we're saving $14,802. We're spending $9,700 this year versus $24,511 last year. One of the big savings is the telemarketing. You can see in the first 3 months, we haven't spent anything on our telemarketers, seeing as though the drives were, and I don't want to misquote this, did we do all of the fund drives in-house, Miyuki, or was that was, some of that was telerep, was done by the Telerep folks.
The fund drive, Telerep is who answers the phone calls during the drive, I believe. And so therefore, as long as we have a drive, that's what the cost is. You know, that was the drive in December and maybe even the fall in December, because you don't have anything there for December, but it's, yeah, that's what the cost is to have people answer the phones during the drive. That's what the telerep cost is. And they don't do anything other than the time during the drive. Did I answer the question?
He got dropped, I think.
Say what?
I think he got dropped.
Oh.
He should be coming back. I saw a message real quick. So there's only the three of us. So he said he got dropped. So he didn't answer that.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, he got dropped.
Yeah, he got dropped. Yeah. It's a weird night.
It really is.
Yeah, where's everybody at?
I don't know. It's a beautiful
we
day.
There's something going on. With that.
Not that I am aware of, but I'm not aware
even
of
yet.
All the new things.
Yeah, so anyway. Yeah, so he'll be back, I guess, in a minute.
Okie dokie. How could he chat? Oh, it doesn't matter.
That's what it was, something in the chat. And something I saw flash on the voice.
I thought after you said it. I saw it after you said it.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, so, anyway.
Yeah, because this is the lightest I've ever seen a finance committee meeting.
Yeah.
Tony Leon.
At this point, it's almost 7:22, a couple more minutes and it'll be half hour. Folks ain't here by then. We can just go through stuff and wrap it up.
Yeah. Because Tony Leon's usually there. Dennis is usually there.
Yeah, just you know, Tony, I know he went out of town, I think, or somebody. I think he's back.
Gosh.
And I know Irene, I think she went to the Kentucky Derby or something.
Yeah, but that was Saturday.
Yeah,
sorry so about that. I was dropped. Came out of nowhere.
How can the host get dropped?
God, I have no idea. Yeah, I don't know. It's crazy. All right. So can you still see the screen by any chance? Hopefully you can.
Yeah, but there's nothing there but our names. The spreadsheet you were showing is gone.
Oh, is it? Okay, hold on. All right.
It's back.
All right. So, all right, great. So, unbelievable. Like I was saying, the development expenses, we have a savings there. One of the things, just as a caveat, as I'm looking at this, just so we understand that basically, and I don't think this is confidential, but basically in the first 3 months of this year, the communications, it's one of the bullet points I have as a discussion tonight. Some of the communications between the management and the national office weren't as transparent as they needed to be. And so I believe some of these numbers that we're looking at aren't fully entered in this first 3 months. So I would just caution us on some of these numbers until, to Miyuki's point, that we get a little better hold on what was happening, because you know, not that there wasn't a savings, but you know, we've got some zeros there on some things that we just want to make sure are actually zero and not that we just haven't, you know, been able to record it or get it up to the national finance, up to the national office, excuse me. So.
Yeah, I think too.
Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead.
No, this is October, November, December. Never mind. I was thinking of January, February, March. Yeah, so never mind.
Okay. You were saying she's in the waiting room. Hold on a second. Try and get her in. All right. So Julie, I think, will join us here shortly. The community events, $3,322 spent on that this year. I want to say that could have been the 3K maybe, or something else that was going on in October, or maybe September. It got booked in October. So we're spending some more in the community events, $2,800 more in the community events than we did last year. We only spent $600. So all in all the expenses from the operations, $341,635 we spent, and versus the last year, which was $367,000. So right now, in terms of the expenses, we're saving $25,451 versus the same period last year. Okay. We still have central services, which consist of the national office and the radio archives. All right. So both of those combined were $55,436. In the first quarter this year versus $44,000 last year, essentially. So it's costing us a tad over $11,000 more in central services this year versus last year. All right, but the bottom line on the total net expenses, so that's everything including central services, we're actually spending $397,000 in the first quarter versus $411,000 last year, for a savings of about $14,000 overall in expenses. And like I said, I just, with the caveat that, you know, a lot of this just has to be kind of reconciled with all the full information that the national office and the communications between them and management, making sure that we have everything captured here. But as it stands right now, a $14,000 savings in the first quarter. However, with the loss in income versus the prior year, we're still at a negative situation. We're actually losing $17,000 in the first quarter versus a positive number last year of almost $68,000. All right. I would say, you know, based on what we've looked at, almost all of that is going to be in this revenue number here, essentially almost $100,000 behind in revenue. So overall, that's going to impact the bottom line down here at a loss of $85,000. So that's the first quarter in a nutshell. I don't know if anybody has any questions. I'll take them down. I'm not going to pretend to have the answers to this, but if there are questions, I'll take them down and then try and work with Miyuki in the national office to kind of get a better answer on anything. So, and welcome Julie as well. So, any questions or thoughts?
Yeah. Central service fees went up. Is that correct? Am I looking at that correct? At the end of the
yes,
year,
that's
compared
correct.
To the beginning, in the summer, they were 12 something in November. Is that adjustment for to cover other folks, or was that only ours?
So
that's a big jump, man.
Yeah. What I understand is that there's a different calculation. I don't know what the prior calculation was, but there's a different calculation being done on central services. So it's actually a percent of the revenue that's brought into the station, whereas in the prior year, it may have been a different calculation. So I can get the exact number there, but yes, you're correct. It has gone up monthly by about $4,000. All right. So we'll write that down. Any other thoughts or concerns? We can move forward. All right. So that's a quick summary of the financials. Next on the agenda, we wanted to talk about, well, we talked about Bethesda Blues. You had your question answered. So communication. So back to the communications piece with the national office. So we're looking to be a little bit more, a lot more transparent with the national office and making sure that all financial information and data gets to the national office in a timely manner. Downstream, it impacts, obviously, this committee. It impacts the overall ability for the LSB to make informed inquiries into what, you know, their duty is in the oversight function there. And then, of course, you know, we can't produce any suggestions and or critiques of management without a full detail of what's happening financially. So, you know, typically these things can happen in a turnover situation without somebody coming in and filling right in the it's not really business manager. I think the term was administrative assistant, whatever that title was, but without someone kind of filling in that role immediately, it does lend itself to a gap here in what we're able to report out and talk about here in this meeting. So we want to make sure our communications are transparent. And what we're also trying to, you know, ferret out and run down is what it is that typically was sent up to the national office from management. So as soon as that's kind of figured out, we'll have a little bit more detail for the committee to go over. I know we typically have had a transaction report. We've also had outstanding payables report. Both of those are not available to us right now. So this is why we're kind of going through some of the other data that we have available to us. So more to come with that, and hoping to have at least a lot more information for the committee to go through. And then, of course, where we stand with our outstanding payables, which is very, very important, you know, to understand the health and well-being of the station. Any questions on that point about communication?
Yeah. Going back to the central service, is that not just us, but is that happening across the board with everybody, that increase? You know,
without looking and knowing everybody's situation, I don't know if it's netted an increase for everybody. I do know that the calculation is being applied across the board. Mm-hmm. At least it should be. And so that could translate into an increase for a station or decrease, you know, depending on where folks were in the past. So,
yeah. Other one, before I forget it, know that they would try to incorporate everybody under one umbrella, preferably Bank of America. And is that coming to, you know, hey, yet, or is that, are they still working on that?
Yeah, as far as I know, that's a motion that was passed by the Pacifica yeah, National they, Board.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and so everybody's supposed to be moving their accounts into Bank of America and giving some line of sight to those accounts to the executive director. So all that should be happening. I know there's at least one account that's designated for PFW. I think there's another account that's got to get moved at some point, but it's supposed to happen across the network. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Well, I know the one or two of them was accounts are for the relocation, a separate thing. So he discussed that at the last meeting, I think.
Oh, yeah. That's going to be, that will be in Bank of America separate. As well. That account. Yeah. That's in Bank of America. Yep.
Okay. Okay. All right.
Yeah. All right. Any other questions? That's actually the full brunt of the agenda tonight. I got a takeaway question here about the central services and how it was calculated in the past. I'll figure that out to understand why we're seeing an increase. And anything else? Anything else you want to add, Miyuki?
No, sir.
Anything, Sabu?
Not at this moment. No, not at this time. Just that central service thing.
Got it. And then Julie, anything you'd like to add? I know you didn't jump in there, right away, but anything you'd like to add to the discussion?
No, I don't have any questions. Mostly I'm just like, you know, I took my little break from the finance committee at PFW and I'm trying to be good about coming to meetings again.
Oh, okay. Great. Yeah. Good to have you. Absolutely. All right. With that said, we'll see hopefully folks at the, LSB on Wednesday. All right. Thank you. I think we're adjourned. Appreciate everybody. Have a good evening.
Live long and prosper.
Live long and prosper. Yes, sir. All right. Take care.
Thank you.